On the west side of US 131 in Kalamazoo, there's a quiet studio tucked away behind the trees, near 11th Street. At least it's quiet on the outside. The Quinn School of Irish Dance holds Irish step dancing classes year-round. Erin Quinn opened the studio 12 years ago. She says not many people realize the school is here, or that it's one of only four schools in Michigan that's certified to compete internationally by a dance commission in Ireland. Quinn herself performed with Riverdance for about 5 years.
I was on what was called the Flying Squad, so I was in college. So what I would do is fly out for a couple of weeks or at a time and do the performance and then come back home, go to school, and do it again in a month or two. But it was just a really good experience. You get to meet a lot of people from all over the world. So there were people from Australia and England and Ireland and the States.
Most professional Irish dancers dance in hard shoes, which have soles made out of fiberglass. Quinn says Irish dance is a lot like tap dancing, only with tighter rhythms.
More advanced you get, the more beats you put in into the steps, the faster the movements.
Unlike the Hollywood-style moves of Riverdance, Quinn says traditional Irish dancers hold their arms straight at their sides.
One theory is that when the English came into Ireland, the Irish weren't allowed to do their dance. So by keeping the arms down to the side, if soldiers would walk past a window or a half door and somebody was inside dancing, it wouldn't be considered dancing with the arms down to their sides. Another theory is that because of the intricate footwork, the arms are held at the side so as not to distract from the feet.
Another characteristic of Irish dance performance is the big, curly hair.
The wigs give the illusion that you're actually kind of bouncing off the ground more. The curls bounce, and it makes you look like you're jumping higher. There's a theory that you would dance on Sundays after church and back in Ireland. So you'd always be wearing your Sunday best, and your hair would look nice, so usually it'd be curled. Or another theory was that there was a girl that curled her hair for these competitions, and she was the one that would always win. So it's traditional to curl the hair.
Quinn says Irish dancers are constantly crossing one leg over the other, landing on the balls of their feet. Sometimes the dancers are moving so fast, it's hard to pick out one single dance move. So Quinn showed me one.
The first thing we do when we start Irish dancing, we cross our feet. Our toes are turned out towards the corners, and we've got one foot in front of the other, right foot in front of the left. We point our right toe, and the first move we're going to do is called a cut. We call it a cut. Other schools might call it something differently. But what we do is we're going to bring our right heel up towards our left hip, and we're going to hop off the ground when we do it. Okay, so it looks like this.
The Quinn School of Irish Dance will perform this weekend at the Black Rock Medieval Festival at Old World Village in Augusta.